For today's second date update, we got an awesome email in. I don't really know the full story, but from reading it, it seems like this dude, Ronald, took a girl named Carrie to a PTA meeting and they got hammered.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Tell me more.
I had no idea they did that at PTA meetings, and I don't have a kid, but I think I need to start going to more PTA meetings.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Ronald, what's up?
Oh, my God. He does sound like a drunk dad. You're right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the full story from your email. All I got was PTA meeting and drinks, and I was like, dude, I'm in. When's the next one?
Well, no. I mean, maybe we should actually start bringing alcohol to some PTA meetings. They do get kind of boring. But it's not quite exactly what happened.
Are you going to tell us that you went to the PTA meeting and then you went to drinks after?
Yes, that's the normal course of events.
Boring, Ronald.
Yeah, geez, that's lame. At least go to drinks before the PTA meeting.
That's not a bad idea, yeah.
So what happened? What is the story with your email?
Okay, so I met this woman. Her name's Carrie. That part is right. We both have children. We're both single parents.
Okay.
Our kids both go to the same school, and I met her at a PTA function. We were put in charge of a portion of an event, a fundraising event for the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we got paired up. We're handling our portion of the event, and so, of course, you know, we're working together for a few hours and, like, really get to know each other. So after the event was over, I decided to ask her out for, like, a celebratory drink. Kind of like that, like, kind of a date, but not really a date.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. If she didn't like you, you could pull out and be like, oh, I just met his friends. Whoa.
Exactly. I didn't want to put too much pressure on her, you know.
Okay.
But we did. She said yes. So we went out to a nearby bar where they supplied alcohol. I didn't have to bring it myself.
Thank you.
Did it turn into a date, or was it more of just an actual celebratory drink?
From my perspective, I thought it turned into a date.
Okay.
It was away from all the other parents, away from the kids, just being on our own, two adult people in an adult establishment. I mean, a bar. That could have gone the wrong way. A bar.
An adult establishment?
Yeah.
Hey,
let's leave this PTA meeting and go to an adult club. What do you think? We're adults. Let's do what adults do.
Well, Ronald.
But no, so we'll go to the bar. We had, you know, like, more in-depth conversation. And she's really witty. She's very career-oriented. She loves her job. She works really hard. Like, she was, like, a really good mom. She's a good person. And it was, like, a lot of fun to be around.
My gosh, Ronald, you should write her resume.
Yeah. I really think she's great.
Yeah.
Except for her communication skills, because she's not calling you back.
Well, yes. I mean, we have spoken since the date at other meetings and around the school. And I've asked her out.
Oh.
But I did that only through text. She hasn't said no, and she's not giving me any vibes that she's, you know, is definitely not interested, but I feel like she's hesitant to actually say yes.
Wait, what did she respond to you when you texted her asking her out on a real date? What was her text response?
She didn't really forthrightly answer my text question. She said that she would look forward to seeing me at the next PTA function, but she never, like, directly answered my question.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like she's saying no without those words.
I mean, I can understand that, you know, why she's trying to be nice to me, maybe a nice brush off. But we had such a good time, and it seemed like we did kind of connect a little bit. And I know it's hard for, you know, divorced parents to, you know, find a connection, like an adult connection with another person.
Yeah.
And I don't want this one to slip away. Like, I really feel like Carrie and I have at least a shot at something that we both, you know, haven't had in a while.
And
have you tried showering her kid with gifts?
What? No.
Just out of the blue, get the kid to like you, then she's forced to deal with you probably, you know?
I mean, I have a hard enough time showering my kid with gifts. I don't know if I can afford a second child already.
Well, you only have to buy gifts long enough until she sleeps with you, and then you're fine.
Gosh.
You know, a month or two, maybe.
Boom!
That is horrible.
Yeah, I don't think Ronald rolls that way, man.
Okay.
Now, Ronald, I forgot to ask, did she give you any indication other than just your guys' great conversation that she was romantically interested in you while you guys were out to drinks?
Actually, while we were at the bar drinking, the bartender at one point came up to us and said, excuse me, sir, but would you and your wife like to order?
Ooh.
And she said, no, we're not married. But then I quickly kind of said, like, oh, but this is our dating anniversary. And she laughed. But then we got, like, you know, we got some free drinks and stuff. And the bartender treated us special for the rest of the night.
Nice.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, which technically is true. You know, it was an anniversary of the first night. So
it was the first night, but okay.
Yeah, so there you go. So, you know, we had a really good connection. We had a great conversation, and I feel like there is something more there.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
Great. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, hang on.